he's discussing the Takanas Usha about the father being supporting his children and with the chid mazonos for banim and banos while they are katanim. The Gemara asks, is it a hilchasa or a lav hilchasa? Is it really be passed in the lach lamaisa that he does have to do that? The Gemara says lachor or not. Maybe we see that we say bad things about the guy. If he doesn't, he's like a raven. He's worse than a raven. He's like a yarud. But it's not necessarily a chiyuv. That's how Rashi understands. The Gemara then is machalik between amid and lo amid. That if he's not a rich guy, that's what we meant, that you don't have to support your kids. But if it's a wealthy guy, if he's amid, then you would be able to. You know, it's a real chiyuv. Some sort of chiyuv, and if we have the Gemara, brings a raya of Rava, that Rava kafyaler of Nasan Barami, Rava forced of Nasan Barami to give tzedakah because he was amid, he was wealthy, and therefore, easy by a wealthy person, there is this chiyuv to support for mezonos and tzedakah in general, and that's the Gemara. And there's a Tosfos over here, a nice small Tosfos, but a very important Tosfos, it's a very important kasha. Tosfos say, is it so pashut that we could be kofed, that Rava could be kofer of Nasan Barami in the mitzvah of tzedakah? Right, lachor, this kafia is the general kafia we find by mitzvos. It actually is vayter in Ksuvus Pevav, where we see that we are kofen achetete esnafsho. If the guy says, I'm not going to do the mitzvah of lulav, I'm not going to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, so we're allowed to go and force the guy. We can whip him until he does the mitzvah. So machlokes ktsos and nesivos. The ktsos says dafka based on are the ones who go and force the guy, and nesivos says it on everybody. It's like a kleis olevim zebazev. We all care about each other. If you're not doing the mitzvah of tzedakah, so it's my problem too. But that's the general klal bakfia. Lachor, that's what's happening over here. And the problem is, Tosfos points out in Kulin Kuf Yoda Medbeis, the Gemara says that there's an exception to that rule. That yes, in general, by most mitzvos, we'll say that there is kafia, that you're going to force a guy to do the mitzvah. But not for a mitzvah, say, shematan schara betzida. For a mitzvah where the Torah records the schar for that mitzvah right next to the chiyuv. So the Torah says, kibrava aim, and then it says, arichas yamim, the schar right next to it, for those mitzvahs, then based on are not going to be kofa. You cannot force the guy to do mitzvahs that are matan schara betzida. So let's ask, in our Gemara, how is Rava able to force Rav Nosson Barami to do the mitzvah of tzedakah? Isn't tzedakah an example of a mitzvah shematan schara betzida? Right, the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, nason titain lo, you should give tzedakah, v'layera levavcha besitcha lo. You shouldn't feel rally, you shouldn't be upset, you should be happy to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. And beglal adavar hazeh, if you do give tzedakah, yivarechacha Hashem alokecha b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishlach adecha. You're going to have bracha and parnasa and atzlacha and everything that you do. So the Torah says the schar for tzedakah right next to the mitzvah. So the chora tzedakah is also an example of a mitzvah shematan schar b'tzida. So it's asked, how is Rava able to force from Nasan Barami, how could there be kefia by tzedakah? Aren't based in not kofin on mitzvah shematan schar b'tzida. That's the kasha of Tosfos over here. It's the kasha of Tosfos of Basra, Chesem Medez, and also over there in Chulin Kofiyot Medez. Tosfos asked this kasha, how could we be kofa? How could Rava be kofa on the mitzvah of tzedakah? Isn't it a mitzvah shematan schara betzida? So there are many answers to this kasha. We'll make them into three mahalchim, three general mahalchim, three general categories about how to answer this kasha. One mahalach number one will be, perhaps tzedakah, it's not so pashut, maybe it isn't necessarily a mitzvah sase shematan schara betzida. So the whole yesod of the Gemara in Chulin is not shayach to tzedakah. Maybe it really isn't matan schara betzida. Halacha number two is maybe ein achanami. It is matan schara betzida, but our Gemara wasn't real kafia. Bikinu kimta. Our Gemara, Rabba wasn't actually forcing the guy. Something else was happening in our Gemara. And halacha number three is ein achanami. It's matan schara betzida. Ein achanami. Our Gemara, there is real kafia happening over here by tzedakah, but perhaps tzedakah is an exception to the general rule. Even though it's matan schara betzida, we could force a guy to do tzedakah. So mahalach number one, so maybe tzedakah is not necessarily a mitzvah shematan schara betzida. How not? The Torah says, ki b'galal davar hazeh. So the Maharik has an interesting chiddush. The Maharik says that perhaps to be matan schara betzida, the schar specifically has to be arichas yamim. So kibud av ha'im, shiluach ha'kem, where the schar is arichas yamim, so that fits into the category of matan schara betzida. You have to work and figure out why that should be the case. Why is it dafka that schar? Why shouldn't it be any schar? But the Maharik says, therefore, tzedakah is not considered matan schar betzida because the schar is yivrecha Hashem alokecha, a general bracha, and not arichas yamim. So it doesn't fit into that category up to the in the Gemara in Chulin of mitzvah matan schar betzida.
Is there a pashup? Why is matan schar betzida a reason not to?
Right. So it's a good question. I think the pashtas, and anyone can say their own shitas about what the svar is. I think the pashtas, that the understanding is that the Torah is already trying to persuade the guy to do it. The Torah is already putting in the work of saying, do this mitzvah because there's a good reason to do it. So by most mitzvahs, so the Torah doesn't tell us why to do it, so then we should say maybe we should step in. We should nudge. But when the Torah is already nudging, so I don't have to nudge. The Torah is already nudging.
So maybe I reach the same. So if you limit it to
Arishasam, maybe that's only persuasive enough. The others...
Rashi Yechulun says that
that's a svara.
Every kfiyah is a sort of einish. It's a The pasuk is saying this is the einish. Uh-huh. You won't get the bracha.
Right.
Rashi learns that kfiyah is not like a way to push you to do it.
Uh huh. It's an onesh. Uh huh. Interesting.
It's not like a
tachacha.
It's not like a. Yeah, it's not a way to force
you
to do it.
Right. That could also be a chakira in terms of whether it's dafka based in doing this kafia, or whether it's everyone doing it. Maybe based in are the ones who are doing the onesh, maybe everybody else. But yeah. Good kasha. So that's an arik and mahalach number one. It's not matan schar betzida, because that's only if the schar is arichas yomim. Mechas chinuch has an interesting suggestion in Parshas Re'eh by the mitzvah of tzedakah. Mechas chinuch says to be considered a matan schar betzida, it has to be that each time the Torah records the mitzvah, it says the schar. Kibud av ha'em is twice in the Torah, and each time it says the schar of arichas yomim, but tzedakah is several times in the Torah, and it doesn't say the schar, kibilal davar hazeh, that's dafka written, the one time in Parshas Re'eh in that pasuk, but it doesn't say the schar every single time, so that's also not going to be considered. Matan Schar Betzida. You could also work to figure out how that fits with the sfaras that we said. That's mahalach number one. Tzedakah is not considered Matan Schar Betzida. Mahalach number two is Einachin Amid is Matan Schar Betzida, but our Gemara isn't real kafia. It says kafia Rava, that Rava forced him, but it wasn't real kafia. As Tosfos says, Tosfos said that it was a kafia bedvarim, that Rava was just forcing, he was nudging him, persuading him verbally, not hitting the guy or doing any physical kafia. It was just kafia bedvarim. And so perhaps Einachin Amid, you can't be forced. Basin are not allowed to force the guy to do mitzvah Matan Schar Betzida physically, but they could verbally, and that's what's happening in our Gemara. The Ran is bothered by this kasha, by this teres of Tosos. The Ran says, is that so clear that from our Gemara suggests two different paths. Either the guy is not wealthy and you can't force him, or he is wealthy and you could force him. Tosos just said that the wealthy guy, when can you force him? Only kafia bidvarim. But the Ran asks, look in the Gemara's explanation of the other category, the guy who is low amid, he's not wealthy. There, the Gemara does kafia bedvarim. It says, you're worse than a raven, you're like a yarud. Don't we see kafia bedvarim happening by the case where you can't do kafia? Tagatos will say that, kafia, when he's rich, that means kafia bedvarim. Isn't kafia bedvarim also happening by the low amid guy? That's what the Ran asks on Tosfos. The Maharsha tries to say there's different categories of harshness. Maybe the raven and stuff, it sounds pretty harsh to me, but that's the weak stuff. It can be worse, and that's what Rebbe was doing. That's how Tosfos explained that. In Echrami, it's Matan Schar Betzida, but here it wasn't real kafia. That's the kasha, the Ran, and the teretz of the Marsha. So that's number one. We have a halach. Perhaps it's not Matan Schar Betzida, the Maharik and Michas Chinuch. Perhaps it is Matan Schar Betzida, but here it's not real kafia. It's kafia bedvarim. And halach number three is perhaps in Echrami is Matan Schar Betzida. In Echrami, our Gemara is real kafia, but perhaps tzedakah is just an exception to this general rule. And one way to say this is the Ritva. The Ritva over here says that perhaps Eina Chanami in general we don't force mitzvahs of Matan Schar Betzida, but tzedakah is different because there are aniyim over here. Mipnei chesronam shel aniyim. There are poor people who need their money, they need their food, and we're not going to be so frum to not force a guy to give tzedakah. Maybe you can say by other mitzvahs, if you didn't shake lulav, so I care about you not shaking lulav, I care about you not sitting in the sukkah. Over here, the kfiya is not because I care that you didn't do the mitzvah of tzedakah. I don't care about you. The Gemara Chulin says I shouldn't care about you, but I care about the aniyim who are waiting on you and they are expecting money from you. So that's the Ritva says that perhaps Mepnei Chesronam Shel Aniyim for the Ani's sake will be able to be kofed the guy.
So what about the father who's not getting kibbutz out?
That's the Achronim do point at that kasha. I'm trying to remember how the ways to say that. I forget that, but that is brought up. I forget where I saw it.
Is this losing out? Is it different than the Ani? Okay,
saying
the
onion is
a
schus
to get
tzedakah?
Yeah, you get a
schus. There's a chiluk. I have to remember why I saw. It's discussed, though. It's good kasha. Rav says, also perhaps it's a gzeirah. We had in this past week's parsha, motzas fasecha tishmor, and Pasuk says, la'asos, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that vav darshin shi'asucha, basin can force the guy to pay his neder tzedakah. Rav says, perhaps lav dafka nedarim, and tzedakah in general, gzeirah sakasav, that you can force the guy. But the other... But then there's mahalach number three, that there's an exception to the rule. Tzedakah is an exception, as the bottom, the last answer of Tosfos over here. That Tosfos say that perhaps in a chanami, you can't force the guy mitzad the asay, but tzedakah isn't just an asay, it's also two los asays. Los ha'amis es lavavcha, v'los sikbot es yavcha. So you can't force the guy mitzad the asay, you can force the guy mitzad the los asay. Seems like a very poshid answer. We have to give Kimtas to our Gemara being kafia b'dvarim. We have to go say other pshatim why it's not matan schar b'tzida. Give docha ako only if arichas yomim. Why do we have like four or five other answers to this kasha? Isn't the bottom, the last answer of the last teretz of Tosfos seem pretty glat? There's an asay and also los asays. And in a chanami you can't be kofa an asay matan schar b'tzida, but here there's also los asays to deal with. So what's the chidush?
Once it's asay that matan schar b'tzida, in fact it's a lacy, it doesn't.
Saying it ruins the whole thing. Even though they're allowed.
Why does the say also has the Mezah Sechet? Do you get a scar if you keep the license?
The scar is written by the Aseh. That's what you tain lo.
It's written by the...
Yeah. Kibbutz El Davar Azez, right after the Aseh. So the issue, potentially, with this Teretz is mentioned by the Achronim. Rav Chana mentions this in Baba Basra, that perhaps there's a Ramban in Kiddush and Lama Dalet who points out that whenever a mitzvah has an Aseh and a Loza Aseh, it's not both. It is one or the other. Either it's an Aseh with a Lav being Mechazik the Aseh, or it's a Lav with the Aseh being Mechazik the Lav. The Ramban's example is like the Paschus Parsh by Makkah. It says, Va'asitza Makkah l'gagecha, there's an Aseh, and V'lo sasam damim b'vezecha is a Loza Aseh, but don't call Makkah a Loza Aseh, like which could have Nakaminas for Osik the Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah is only for an Aseh, or for Mitzvah Tesha as Mangrama, that's what the Ramban's dealing with over there. No, Makkah is an Aseh of Va'asitza Makkah l'gagecha, and the Lav is just to be Mechazik the Aseh by Makkah. So Rav Chana suggests that you sort of for the Ramban by Kiddush and Lama Dalet to other mitzvahs like Tzedakah. Perhaps Tzedakah is inherently an Aseh. If I ask you, why is there a mitzvah to give Tzedakah? It's because Hashem wants you to do the action of doing Tzedakah. The Lavan are just to be Mechazik the Aseh of Tzedakah. So based on that, the Rav Chana says that perhaps over here, this is the chiddush of Tosfos over here. I could have argued on Tosfos. Once you're going to say you can't be kofa mitzad the aseh, so don't say that could be kofa mitzad the lav. The lav over here by tzedakah is just to be mechazik the aseh. And once, as you were saying, once the aseh is off the books, you can't force for the aseh because it's a matzah tzachar b'tzida. So don't say I can force mitzad the los aseh because the los aseh is just to be mechazik the aseh. There's nothing inherent in the los aseh of tzedakah. It's just supporting the aseh. That's the several different categories we had for our kasha. Tosfos want to know how could you be kofeh for tzedakah? So ma'alach number one, this is not a matan tchara b'tzida. As the Ma'arik says, it's only for arichas yomim. Mechaz Chinuch says it has to say the schar every single time, and here it does not. Ma'alach number two is in echnami matan tchara b'tzida, but this is not real kfiyah. Tosfos says this is just kfiyah b'dvarim, and the rounds kasha and the marashas teretz. And third ma'alach is that perhaps this is just an exception to the rule. It is matan tchara b'tzida, and you can't be kofeh, and this is real kfiyah, but it's an exception as Ritva says for the aniyim, or as Tosfos say because there is an asay and also. Also a los aseh. My favorite answer to this kasha is there is a chiddush of the Hafla who explains that pasuk of the schar. The pasuk says nason titein lo to give tzedakah. It doesn't immediately say the schar of kibbutz el davar hazeh. It says v'lo yirah lebavcha b'sitzcha lo. Be happy, be excited, have simcha to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. And then it says kibbutz el davar hazeh because of the not being ra leiv, because of your besimcha when you give tzedakah. That's going to get the schar of yirah chasham lekacha v'chol maasecha v'chol meslach kadecha. So Rava goes from Nasan Barami and says give tzedakah. He says I don't want to. Nasan Barami has Ra Levi, is not the simcha to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. Someone like that who doesn't have the simcha, so he doesn't have the matan schar b'tzida, and that's why you could be kofa or Nasan Barami, because you don't have simcha. That's the acronym.